Warren Pierce Show. The Warren Pierce Show. 760 WJR.
You're having my baby. What a lovely way of saying how much you love me.
Did you see what happened last week? No. I'm not talking about Britain's Prince William and his wife announcing their third child, a boy, over there at the St. Mary's Hospital in London. I'm talking about the announcement of the 14th boy. The 14th boy. Did you hear that? Jay Schwant over there on the west side of the state and his wife gave birth to. Congratulations. How's everyone doing, Jay, over there at the house?
We're doing well, thank you.
Yeah, you kind of, pushed to the side this royal birth of the boy over there in London, who will be, fifth in line to the British throne. Nothing like that going on with your family, but
no.
Another boy. Did you think that maybe, and the last time you and I talked was last Father's Day, did you think, maybe this the 14th time the odds suggest that we have to have a girl?
Well, you would think so, but we certainly weren't holding our breath. So there's always that glimmer of hope, you know, but we're perfectly happy and content with our 14th boy.
Was there anything, for example, that Kateri is your wife's name, right?
Correct.
Is there anything she could have eaten or done and exercised? No, that would, when you talk to the doctors, is there anything that would encourage or stimulate or give you an odds on opportunity to have a girl?
Not that we've found, that's for sure. And we've kind of tried all the old wives' tales and, you know, all the myths and, you know, thinking if it's a boy or a girl, the heart rate low, heart rate high, carrying low, carrying high. She's kind of experienced all of that, and we've blown all the myths out of the water. So
what about the response from the 13 other boys in the family?
Oh, they're so excited. I mean, this is what we do, you know, and this is what we've always known. And, you know, the older boys that are away at college, they couldn't wait to get home and, you know, be a part of it. And the little guys, actually, this morning, it's kind of nice that, you know, there's only four of us awake, Kateri and I, and then the two youngest, Francisco and Finley. And it's just neat, you know, so everybody was super excited and couldn't wait to get the little guy home.
I always like to give you a quick quiz, Jay, before you give us the name of the newborn. What, very quickly, are the names of your 13 sons?
All right. We have Tyler, Zachary, Andrew, Brandon, Tommy, Vinny, Calvin, Gabe, Wesley, Charlie, Luke, Tucker, Francisco.
Age range?
25 is the oldest, Ty, and little Francisco will be 3 in 2 weeks.
How many bedrooms do you have at your place over there on the west side of the state?
We have 6.
Let me see, 15 now, going into 6. How will you do that? Will it be like, maybe a dorm at a college?
It feels like it, yeah. You know, that's one of the beauties of having all boys. It's not too bad. You know, they can all, you know, bunk together and share rooms and things like that.
How many bathrooms?
We have 4.
How much of a problem is that in the morning?
Not too. I think it would be much worse if we had 14 girls. You know, the boys only need a couple minutes apiece to brush their teeth and comb their hair, and they're ready to go.
Had you been talking about what the name would be if you had, Jay Schwant, a girl?
Yeah, and we had a different name picked out for every birth that we've had. We've never really settled on one, but we did. We had a girl's name picked out well before we even had a boy name picked out this time. Mm. But we didn't need it.
What is the name now of your 14th son?
This is Finley Sheboygan Schwant.
Sheboygan?
Yeah, we got a little creative with this one, and we've taken a little bit of grief, but we've talked about it for the last couple, and I have not been brave enough to do it, but we held out, you know, a little hope for a girl again this time, and when he was born, she was a boy again, so we went with Sheboygan.
Not necessarily named after the Michigan City, but
the
play on words?
That's it, yeah. There's an old, Kateri's father, years and years ago, told us a story about, you know, an old wives' tale, an Indian chief that had all boys and thought sure that the last child was going to be a girl, and when she was born, she was a boy again, so they named him Sheboygan. And I certainly wasn't brave enough to give the little fellow that for a first name, But, you know, everybody questions, you know, why we did it, and that poor kid's got to live with that. But it's a middle name, you know, and there's only two times that parents use or that the child is referred to by the middle name. That's high school graduation or when his parents are really angry with him. So he'll be all right.
Yeah. And what about the number of times you would have to now with 14 children in the family? Well, not all are staying there because they're off to college and things. But how often would you have to go shop for food?
Quite often, actually. That's on the agenda for today, and one of the older boys, Zach, is going to go do that. So we go about once a week to one of the big warehouses where you buy in bulk, and that's quite a production. And then we're at the grocery store almost daily, you know, to supplement, to get stuff that we've forgotten. But school lunches are huge, you know, so we have to stock up on that because we're doing, I think, 7 school lunches every day. That's a lot of granola bars and juice boxes, you know, by the time the week comes to an end.
Well, and you're still involved with the law and that kind of thing. That's your background. Well, I'll wish you all success and good health, and who knows, we'll probably track you down on Father's Day to see how you're doing with now 15 sons. Congratulations, and give our best to Kateri, too, as well, Jay.
Will do. That was nice to talk to you again.